Namaste, and welcome to Social Media Know-How, the podcast famed for both social media and know-how. How does a big four consultancy differentiate itself on social media? How does Change the Hat programs lead to social media engagement? Have you ever heard a song about an egg in Hindi? These questions and more will be answered by Sarang Brahman, and he will actually sing a song about an egg, quite a catchy one too. But before we listen to that interview, let's check in with Ruby. Ruby Lowe!
Hi, Jorgen.
What's going down?
Not much, but I'm here to tell you about the Periscope cheat sheet. We put together a cheat sheet which includes loads of tips and tricks for you and your brand to master Periscope.
Okay, and what can people expect in terms of tricks, techniques, and tips?
So there's lots of tips and tricks that I'm not going to be able to disclose here. You'll have to download the guide to get.
Oh, she's a marketer.
But we've got tips on how to retain viewers, how to even get viewers in the first place, how to gain followers, and how to create a really good broadcast.
Great. So if you're looking to establish a Periscope broadcast on a regular basis or just a one-off, or if you want to promote it, then check out this cheat sheet. Where is it available?
So if you check it out on the website, linkhumans.com, under the resources tab, you can find it there for free to download.
Excellent. And if they read it and they like what they read, how should they thank you then, Ruby?
Definitely tweet us at linkhumans or tweet me at rubylove, and let us know what you think about it. We'd love to hear.
And if you've got a broadcast going on, just give us a shout and we'll tune in.
Definitely.
Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's scramble that egg. Okay, so I'm here with Sarang Brahma of Capgemini. How are you doing today, Sarang?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jorgen.
Great. And you're the global lead of social recruiting at Cap?
Yes. That's my role. I lead the social recruiting initiative and strategy at Capgemini globally.
Great. And your Twitter bio reveals that you're into traveling, singing, and food. And I'll quiz you more on that later.
More than happy to do that.
Tell us about Capgemini, for people who don't know what Capgemini is, and also your role.
Okay, so Capgemini is a global IT services company. We are present in more than 40 countries today. We have just acquired iGate, so our overall strength is around 180,000 people. We are into consulting, outsourcing, technology, pretty much what the new age IT companies are into. And that's what Capgemini is. We have a really good focus in terms of driving direct sourcing and using social media for branding and engaging. We've recently created an HR Center of Excellence for that, who looks after all these activities globally. And my role is to really look at the way we are adopting social from three different things. So the way I look at social recruiting is source, brand, and engage. So how are we using social recruiting for sourcing and finding those purpose squirrel? How are we using for branding and positioning Capgemini in terms of employer brand? And as well as how we're keeping our audience and talent community engaged. So that's what pretty much my role. I work with all the regions and all my teammates to make sure that the strategy is adopted and implemented at grassroots level in most of the regions. So that's pretty much what keeps me busy.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that you're facing in the recruitment space?
So as of now, I think it's really important for all of us to and for recruiters to understand the digital transformation that is happening. So we all talk about digital transformation. Every IT company talks about it. What does this mean for recruiters? One of the objectives that we really have is selecting the best talent and not the talent which remains or which no one else hires. So we have to be selective and understand what is our talent segment, how do we source them, how do we engage them, how do we brand them, how do we position them is really more important. And for a recruiter to really change their thinking hats from using traditional channels, which were more of a post and pray kind of channels, is to really use social to identify, engage them into conversations and then hiring. I think that shift is really important, and that is currently, I think, one of the biggest challenges that I'm working on.
Okay, and we were just talking before this recording here. My background is in recruiting, in SAP recruiting, and in my recruitment agency, we would recruit people from Deloitte and then put them into Accenture, take them out of Accenture, put them into IBM, and then into Capgemini and so on. So it was like a carousel. People were going round and round in tech consulting. And I think that the challenge then was for these consultants is really to differentiate themselves. So how do you work on differentiating yourself against, IBM, Accenture, and so on?
Exactly. That's the same conversation that we have with all our hiring managers. If you look at our target companies, we'll always come up with IBMs and Deloitte's, which probably have a larger brand than Capgemini, because they're probably the largest company. So in terms of differentiating, we really look at two to three different things. One is, how do we position our employer brand, or what is the value proposition that we put forward to our candidates? So we have an employer branding campaign which is called Be the You You Want to Be, which really focuses on the you part and not a company part. So we talk about how can Capgemini help you to be empowered, to be really developed where you want to be. In fact, we also have a great mobility policy where you can change and go across locations, go across functions. So that gives you freedom in terms of choosing the path that you can take about. Also, we are really a MNC or a really global mindset, where it's not just India or not just UK, but we also look at cross-collaborating. So this offers a lot of opportunity for candidates to go ahead and find new territories for them. So just take an example of myself. When I started my role in Capgemini, I just started as a sourcer. But today, I built into this new role where I approached my management and said, this is what we can do. And they were happy for me to take the lead. So that's exactly what we offer to our candidates. So we make sure in all the conversations, all the engagement, whether that's offline, online, we look at that particular aspect for recruiters, for hiring managers to talk and engage our candidates and set ourselves different from our competitors.
Yep, great. And why did you choose to invest in recruiter learning, so-called Change the Hats program?
Well, what I always see is recruiters are habituated. They will always go for an option which gives them faster, cheaper, and better results.
Yeah.
And, for years, from the time Monster.com has started, or online job portal started, they're habituated right from their day one to go into the job portals, find candidates, or just, send them emails, hi, this is Rang, this is job description, send me your profile, or this is, post a job and wait for good candidates to come to them. However, market is changing, and changing really fast, where good candidates are no more just using traditional channels. They're there on social. So it's really important for recruiters to learn these new ways and really embrace this change and be as a differentiator and a competitive advantage over others, rather than using the same old traditional methods. Also in the long run, it would give us a cost advantage. It would give us a branding and engagement advantage. And it would really prepare recruiters for future, where everything is moving digital and we can't afford to sit back and see this disruption. We have to be part of it. So that's where we invested into a lot of learning programs, including LinkedIn certification, which has helped us to get the best out of our investment into LinkedIn, use LinkedIn in a most effective manner rather than just using the same old traditional method like a job portal. There has to be a change in the thinking of recruiters, the way they are engaging candidates. They can't just send job description. They just can't use the same old methods of finding people. It has to be different. So that's where these programs has helped us. And not just LinkedIn, in fact, we have regular workshops to find candidates from Google, X-ray searches, Facebook graph searches, Twitter, Zing, TalentBean, and all of the new tools that have come up. And we make sure we invest our time efforts into this so that at the end of the day, recruiters would help us to find, as I said, my objective is to best candidates and not the ones which remains at the end of the day on the market.
was left on the shelf.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, and so you mentioned LinkedIn and there's a few other networks there. Which social networks are working best for Capgemini and how do you use them? Is it direct recruiting or is it more branding?
So I think as of now, in terms of direct recruitment or direct sourcing, I would say LinkedIn is a preferred channel because just the way it is structured, it's more professional channel where we can find more professional information about their skills and experiences. So that has really helped us from a sourcing perspective. But we are not limited by that. So we also use Facebook, we also use Twitter, we have Zing. In Poland, we use Golden Line.
Yeah.
So there are regional flavors to it. There's VRDO in some regions. And we use it for branding and engagement. So we have every region have their own Facebook page. And we also collaborate with marketing. So a lot of time we don't have a different career page and different business page. We have one page, one Capgemini approach, so that it helps us to collaborate and not to have a separated segments. We also working to look at new tools, as I said, like TalentBean, which are more talent aggregators. But we're still venturing and still, you know, trying to find value out of it. But from branding and engagement, I think Facebook and Twitter has been great. From sourcing perspective and recruitment perspective, I think LinkedIn has been great. We also do a lot of branding on LinkedIn, but I think just from our talent segment, I think Facebook and Twitter also is pretty good. We also do a lot of gamification. So last year we run a challenge called Tech Challenge, which was completely a social gamification initiative for all the technical folks in India. So it was nothing to do with hiring. It was just to test their mettle in terms of how expert they are into specific skills. We ran the assessment. It was a leaderboard-driven program. They can invite and challenge their peers on social, gain pointers. And at the end of the day, we know which are the top people who have scored more. And then engage that talent community in terms of future requirements or making sure that we hire them and attract them to us. So we use a lot of different channels where it makes sense for us and where they are effective.
Great. And in terms of results, I guess from the recruiter learning and social recruiting in general, have you got any results you can share with us?
Yeah. So one of the challenges that we've always seen in terms of training is, while training looks great, but how do that reflect or change, or do you get results, visible results out of it,
yeah,
in terms of hires, not just the other places? So we've made a research, and what we found out is that people who are certified or people or recruiters where we've invested into their learning, their performance in terms of using social, whether that is utilization of social media channels, getting more candidate responses, adding more candidates into talent pipeline or even hires, is significantly better than the recruiters who has not gone through that learning program. So just to give an example, Capgemini today has the largest team which has been certified. So we have over 130 recruiters globally which are LinkedIn certified. That shows our commitment into learning. And also from a hiring perspective, we saw that most of the LinkedIn or most of the social hires that we have done are from the people who are certified or people who are have gone through the training program. So that there is a direct correlation between that we could find out from hiring to learning to hiring, as well as today a pretty large proportion of our hires come from social, and not just for one region but globally. We've been able to make a really good cost impact out of it compared to where we were probably 2 years back in terms of our agency usage. So yeah, this has pretty much helped us to one, drive down the cost. Secondly, also, our number of followers, number of engagement, our talent brand index has also shoot up 3 times from where we were two years back. I won't say this is the final destination, but I think we are moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
As we go ahead.
Great. And what are some of the lessons that other companies can learn from? What are some of the mistakes you made along the journey?
Yeah. So So when we started all this program, obviously there wasn't a magic wand that we had. So what we realized and said is recruiters are habituated. So it's not just about, you know, buying some, let's say, logins and job postings and giving to them and hoping that, you know, they would use and they will get hires out of it. We learned that and made sure that there's a proper processes, governance, learning program, some kind of push and pull, which is also needed to make sure that social is being used at a mass scale. So we want all of our recruiters to use social. So in some cases, we made that as part of their KPIs.
Yeah.
At some cases, we ran a gamification program. So just to give you one example, we ran a Sociathon initiative last year, which was completely driven from a gamification perspective, where we awarded points to recruiters who are using social more. So they're getting more hires, more offers out of social. We had cool prizes like iPads and all of it for people to really want it to achieve that. And we saw, you know, the number of offers that we got in those 3 months were double than what we used to do previously. So in some cases, as I said, you know, you have to have a push approach, like making sure they're using it. There's a process and governance. In some cases, it's just a pull approach, making sure social recruiting is not just another process thing, but it's cool, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And most importantly, they need to understand what's the value for them. So it helps them to be current. It helps them to differentiate themselves. And it helps them to, you know, add a value into their career path, growth, where they would, because if someone is just using traditional channels, he would probably won't be valued in the next 3 to 4 years. He has to learn and
ask for a job. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So that's what we learned.
And in terms of other companies and social recruiting, what companies and brands inspire you and why?
I think one particular company that I would take an example here is clearly L'Oreal. I saw their presentation last year when I was here. I saw their live stream in Anaheim as well. I think the kind of work that did do from two things. One is from a branding and engaging perspective is just phenomenal. The video that they shown about the inspiration was really awesome. Just shows the human connect they have with the talent and their whole philosophy behind it, how would they look at it. And secondly is their data-driven approach and the artificial intelligence and some of the cool technologies that they are using for onboarding candidates or interviews or candidate experience bit. I think that was really good. So it gave us clues in terms of, you know, where the world is moving and where probably the next generation recruiting going to come from.
Yeah, which leads on to my next question, really. What is the next big thing in social media and recruitment? And also, what's the next big thing for Capgemini?
So I think social media is here to stay.
Sure.
I think we should stop talking about whether it's important. Yes, it's important. More importantly, how are you using it?
Mm.
So I think next big challenge would be around how do you use social media for data-driven decisions, and not just at a rec level or a requirement level, but at a strategic level. World is becoming more global from the skills perspective. The mobility is also coming in. So how you think big, how you use data, social data, to really match your requirements to the candidates is I think one thing. Secondly is I think candidate experience. I think that's one uncharted territory which a lot of companies are still looking at. So while we looked at how do we find candidates, but how would social help them to really have a great experiences? So the candidate remember memories and experiences that they have, which probably give them more edge to have a decision whether I would join the company or not. You know, finding candidates is becoming easier because there's such an influx on social.
Sure.
But how do you engage them and making sure that they attach to your brand, humanly possible, I think that's going to be the next challenge. So how do you engage them? How do you keep them with you? The attention spam is reducing every year. It's probably about six seconds. I don't know, we'll probably next time talk about 3 seconds video. So that's really important. How do you stay on top of their mind, creating that connect and engaging them ongoing? I think that's going to be next challenge. And social and technology is there. But at the end of the day, I would always say that, as a recruiter, you have to think like a marketer, act as a hunter, but be human at the end of the day. So how do you do that is also pretty important.
It's a headhunter. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, finally, so going back to your Twitter bio, singing. Can we hear a tune? Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to sing a song in Hindi.
Yeah.
And it's about egg. And egg is my favorite. So I'm going to talk about egg. Anda is egg.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Here I go. Aao sikhao tumhe ande ka fanda ke nahi pyare koi mamuli banda isme chipa hai jeevan ka falsafa isme chipa hai jeevan ka falsafa ande mein anda ande ka anda ande ka fanda ande ka anda. Woo,
very good, well done. When will you be releasing your single?
Well, there are, few folks which are in discussion with me. I'll probably choose the best offer.
Of course. Well, while you're here in the UK, maybe you want to speak to Simon Cowell. He can do great things for your career.
That's a good lead. Yeah.
So where can people learn more about Capgemini, your recruitment program, and how can they connect with yourself?
So I'm available on @ Sarang Brahme on Twitter. If you want to learn more about Capgemini and the way we are looking at, it's very simple. Look at hashtags like life at Capgemini, Be the You, Gradathon. These are some of the campaigns that we've run. And it's not us, but it's our people which have run. Check out our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter handles. It's all there. Check out some of the videos on our career site, which people talks about their experiences with us. And yeah, everything is there, out in the open. That's what social brings to you. Huh?
Absolutely. Now is a good time to close this interview. It's getting a bit louder. Thank you very much for your time, Sarang.
Thank you so much. Thank you
Cheers.
So much.
Right, I hope that was useful. After that egg song, I'm definitely a bit peckish, don't know about you, but do let us know how you like your eggs, scrambled, sunny side up, poached, boiled, or why not an omelette? Let us know on the hashtag SMKnowHow or just tweet us at LinkHumans. That's it. This is Jorgen signing off from LinkHumans Towers, and I will catch you next time. तुम्हें अंडे का फंडा कहीं नहीं प्यारे कोई मामूली बंदा इसमें छिपा है जीवन का फलसफा इसमें छिपा है जीवन का फलसफा अंडे में अंडा अंडे का अंडा अंडे का फंडा अंडे का अंडा.